Well, to Italy, where crews pulled more bodies out of tons of broken concrete and twisted steel today after that highway bridge collapse in Genoa yesterday. The collapse of the Morandi Bridge, which connects Italy and France, sent dozens of cars and trucks plunging as far as 150 feet as if they were Tinker Toys. Italian officials say 39 people died, and now the Italian government is blaming the company that manages the bridge. NPR's Silvia Bajoli is in Rome. Still, Sylvia, we still can't get used to these pictures. What a horrible scene.
Oh, it's absolutely devastating. Italian television, it's just like a constant 24-hour coverage of this thing. The scenes are really quite amazing. The rescue effort is continuing. The head of the Civil Protection Department said some 1,000 rescuers, police, firemen, and emergency workers are on the site searching for any possible missing persons. You know, the collapse happened around noon under torrential rain and on the eve of today's major summer holiday, which means that traffic was very intense. About 40 vehicles, cars and trucks were crossing the section of the bridge that collapsed and are now crushed under the rubble. Huge slabs of the bridge's reinforced concrete that plunged to the riverbed, railway line, and on top of some warehouses.
Yeah, it's just stunning. We're thinking of images from this country, I-95, a highway in Connecticut. I know you're familiar with it, you know, when part of that fell, and, you know, a bridge in Minneapolis. That image of the cars that just stopped in time, we're also seeing that, you know, a truck inches from going over itself. But talk more about the government blaming the company that manages the bridge.
The media is reporting that warnings about the structure's deterioration had been circulating for several years. You know, there's little doubt that the intensity of the traffic and the weight of the vehicles had far exceeded the bridge's capacity when it was built in 1967. Genoa's chief prosecutor, Francesco Cozzi, said his investigation will focus on maintenance and design. But he stressed that had serious concerns about the bridge's safety reached his office, none of us would have driven over that highway 20 times a month as we do. Now, this is going to be the first big test for Italy's new government. They're blaming the collapse on the company licensed to manage the highway and the bridge. The Deputy Prime Minister, Luigi Di Maio, whose five-star movement is staunchly anti-business, said the company, instead of investing money for maintenance, they divide the profits, and that's why the bridge fails. But the five-star movement is also the target of criticism, since in the past it had opposed plans to replace the bridge. Now several of them are saying the bridge must be torn down and replaced as soon as possible.
Well, the AP is quoting an expert in construction, Antonio Brencic, at the University of Genoa, who had, before the collapse, called the bridge a failure of engineering. And people keep talking about the age of the bridge, but 50 years is not that old. Is it thought that, you know, maybe it shouldn't have been built with concrete? People who witnessed it said it was like seeing powder. You know, it just turned into powder when it fell.
It was basically under constant repairs, according to what people who lived around there and saw. But the company that has the license insists that it has followed all the rules and kept up maintenance as it was supposed to. We'll have to say it's going to take a long time before an exact cause is determined.
Well, meanwhile, I know this was a huge span and an important one, but are people also casting glances at other bridges?
Absolutely. The transport minister has said now that he's ordered a very intense review of Italy's aging infrastructure throughout the country. The fact is, you know, this is a country. You know, it's pretty old. It goes back to the Roman Empire. The Italians pride themselves on repairing and restoring ancient things. And the idea of tearing something down is a little bit not in their mentality. And there's been a lot of cases of things falling apart in this country. And so I think they're going to have to revise their idea. The problem is, you know, there's a financial crisis. There's the problem that the European Union has imposed strict restraints on the budget. And already there are calls, again, by the populist members of the government saying, enough already of the EU's restraints. We have to take care of Italians.
People may also be saying, you know, yes, we want to keep the character of the country that draws so many people here, but it has to be safe. Look, just a horrible scene again. I'm sure there's just shock and grief, but also concern about the impact of this on the economy. This was a major way for goods to come from local ports, a connector for the Italian Riviera, the southeast coast of France. Are there going to be other ways to take up that traffic?
Not immediately. There's already huge backups and detours. Genoa is a very particularly city. It's nestled between the sea and very steep mountains. And this bridge was a key link between the east and western neighborhoods. So its collapse is going to have an immediate impact on the area around it, on the city as a whole, and as you said, the whole region, because it's an important link between southern France and northern Italy.
NPR's Silvia Bajoli in Rome. Silvia, thank you so much.
Thank you.